Hello, everybody, and good morning. Scott here with you on the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. State Representative Greg Alexander is criticizing a Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, plan that would allow large counties such as Wayne and Oakland to qualify for federal rural health care grants, arguing the funds are being diverted away from truly rural communities like those in the Thumb. Alexander said labeling heavily populated counties as, quote, partially rural undermines the intent of the Federal Rural Health Transformation Program, the RHT, which was created to improve health care access in rural areas. He warned that his district is becoming a, quote, health care desert with longer wait times and fewer available services, and said the grants could significantly improve care for vulnerable residents. Michigan received $173.1 million in RHT funding, less than neighboring states such as Iowa and Ohio, despite having one of the largest rural populations in the country. Alexander also objected to MDHHS setting aside nearly $19 million of that funding for administrative costs, including $2 million for 12 new staff positions. Calling the proposal reckless and politically motivated, Alexander said he will continue pushing for the funds to be directed to rural communities that need them most. A 61-year-old Applegate man is expected to face charges following a single-vehicle rollover crash Wednesday afternoon on Icy Peck Road in Buell Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies were called to the scene shortly before 4:40 p.m. on January 21st after a 2009 Chevy Silverado left the roadway and overturned in a northside ditch. Investigators said the driver lost control while traveling west due to slick conditions. His 49-year-old wife was a passenger in the truck. The driver was taken to McLaren Port Huron Hospital for treatment. Officials have not released details on the severity of his injuries or the condition of his wife. Both occupants were wearing seatbelts and airbags did not deploy. Authorities said alcohol is believed to have contributed to the crash. Charges are pending as the investigation continues. Names have not been released. With yesterday's snow in the rearview mirror, southeast Michigan is now stepping into a frigid week, with wind chills over the next several days set to reach 15 degrees below zero or even colder. A cold weather advisory has been issued for Monday evening tonight through Tuesday morning. This will be the first bout of dangerously cold wind chills this week. Tomorrow will be the next chance for snow. The forecast is for anywhere from a dusting to 2 inches of accumulation. There is also going to be a chance for some isolated snow squalls, so we'll have to keep an eye on how this will impact road conditions. We'll be right back.
Popham Flooring, your destination for hardwood flooring. From rustic, modern, oak to maple, Popham Flooring has it all. Transform your space with the timeless elegance of hardwood. It's not just flooring, it's a work of art. Popham Flooring is there to guide you, ensuring you find the perfect flooring to match your style and needs. Experience the warmth, durability, and beauty of hardwood. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring's showroom to see their large selection of hardwood flooring. Your dream floor is just a step away. Popham Flooring, where quality and design meet.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
And Bay City, they recorded the fastest growing home sale prices in Michigan last year, with values climbing 34% in 2025, according to a report from Century Communities. According to local real estate agents, Bay County homes are selling about $15,000 higher on average than in 2024. They note that listings are moving quickly, averaging 33 days on the market, and some properties are selling above asking price. Sellers are advised, though, to price homes based on comparable listings and encouraged buyers to stay patient and thorough with inspections, adding that more listings are expected this year. And the body of a missing 19-year-old was found on Saturday in Ann Arbor. Lucas Mattson, 19, was last seen around 1 a.m. on January 23rd, walking alone in the 1700 block of Hill Street without a coat. He was reported missing about 15 hours later. After a nearly 20-hour search to find Mattson, Ann Arbor Police and the University of Michigan Division of Public Safety and Security, as well as the University of Michigan Police Department Drone Unit, found a body in the 1900 block of Cambridge Road at around 12:05 p.m. on January 24th. Police said the body has been identified as the 19-year-old. According to authorities, there were no obvious signs of trauma, and foul play is not suspected. That's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring, right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring, just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we are currently sitting at 9 degrees here in Bad Axe.